Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church and we find, perhaps to our surprise, that the Holy Cross is in the midst of the Church. Why is this? Why would we have something so different than we have for most of the rest of Great Lent? Well, today, brothers and sisters, is the halfway point of the Holy and Great Lent. This news should fill us both with hope and with shock, because although every year when we begin on the Clean Monday and we say the Lent will pass very quickly, every year no one can believe that that will actually happen. So based on that, let me tell you now that Pascha will be here very soon. And this is why, one of the reasons why, the Holy Cross is brought forth for our veneration today. This midway point of the fast is an important milestone for us. It helps us to reflect on where we have been. It helps us to reflect on where we are going, because the only way to the crucifixion is through the cross. The cross is brought forth for us as a consolation, as a comfort, because we understand fully that through the cross, hell was destroyed. We understand that this symbol of mockery of the Romans was turned into a symbol of life. We understand that this horrible and terrible thing was turned into something with which we decorate our churches, our houses, and which we wear all of the time. And by all of the time, I mean all of the time. And that's all the time. It's not sometimes, when it's convenient, when my friends aren't around. Always. Always, always. But Father, we can't wear it when we are playing basketball. But my son and my daughter, why do you think that the Lord invented safety pins in the cross on the inside of your jersey? And that is, we wear the cross all the time. We see that we are going along a particular path. Great Lent takes us to a place where we know that we want to go, but we don't really like the path to get there. We would prefer to come to Forgiveness Sunday, and the next week, not really having fasted, maybe a little bit, will be possible, and that will be the end. But this is not how the Holy Church has arranged this for us. The Holy Fathers give us all of this time, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, this 1/10 of the year that we dedicate to preparing ourselves for the Feast of Feast, and half of that is gone. And therefore, we should reflect and say, what have I done? How have I prepared? All of those ideas I had on Cheese Fair Week, when I was finishing up all of the milk and the things in my refrigerator, all the things I intended to do, all of the services I intended to attend, how have we done? And we may have done very well, in which case, do not worry, vainglory is sitting right beside you, ready to steal away any good thing that you have done. Because, brothers and sisters, we have to remember that every good thing and every perfect thing is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. If you do not know from whence I am quoting that, please make, as part of your Great Lenten journey, more reading of the Scripture. Speaking of the Scripture, there are two very important pieces from the Scripture that I think we need to reflect on today before we move on into the rest of Great Lent. The first is from Mark. This should be very, very familiar unless you were not here 45 minutes ago. Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Of course, this verse, brothers and sisters, is to help us to remember to put our priorities in the right place. That's a very good Great Lenten struggle, if we find that we struggle with this. And most people who are alive struggle with this. Not always, but sometimes. So this is something very good for us to reflect on. The other piece that I think it's very good for us to have sort of in our minds, within us, before we leave today. This is from Hebrews. My son, Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receives. If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is he whom his father does not chasten? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards, and not sons. Brothers and sisters, if we will be the sons and daughters of God, then we will struggle. And God, as a loving parent, will send us these struggles. Great Lent allows us to take the reality of our spiritual situation and bring it into the light. We prefer to hide it, to not really look at ourselves. We don't want to look in the spiritual mirror. We're afraid of what we will see there. But when we engage in the Great Lenten struggle, we cannot hide. We cannot run. And this is for our own good. Sometimes we have to become aware of our weaknesses through temptation. And that's why during Great Lent, there are often temptations. But if we see this for what it is, not a punishment, but guidance, the loving Lord is showing us our weaknesses so that we can no longer deny them, but so that we may work and fight against them. Brothers and sisters, let us be strengthened by this Sunday of the cross when we bow down and venerate the precious wood upon which our Lord was crucified for our salvation. And let us decide that we will look squarely in that spiritual mirror, that we will fight those weaknesses and sins which the Lord is showing to us so mercifully during this Great Lent, so that, having accomplished the course of the fast and having met the resurrection, we will leave those vices with us here in the Great Lent and carry forth with us the virtues that are also so available for us here if we will only struggle. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.